Yeah, the idea is that, I mean, it was not our idea, it was Tiffany Davey and her Haywire group, but they came up with the idea of putting a QR code out there that'll direct people to a website to give them information on produce. And we've got beef, lamb, milk and bakery-type products there at the moment, so wheat production, if you like. And it just sort of gives them, I suppose, some basic information on how that those foods are produced in Australia. And because I think around a lot of the food safety issues and also some of the sort of animal liberation type groups that we're dealing with at the moment that are putting out what I believe is misinformation, and it's just good for the consumer to be able to go on. And the consumer want this information as well. They want to know where their food's coming from and the safety of it and whatnot, and I think that's part of the idea and to break down the disconnect between the producer and the consumer.
So when consumers scan the QR code on the supermarket shelf beside, you know, a lamb product, for example, what exactly is displayed? What sorts of information is provided in that link?
Rough farm gate pricing and, like, I suppose some of the ethics, I think, that have gone into producing it and where across the state. And it's mainly, yeah, it was for WA produce, so where across the state they're produced and I suppose, yeah, how they're produced.
And what sort of form is this information displayed? Is it just text or some photographs?
Yeah.
Or
at this stage, it's just there's text and some photographs. And, I mean, my, I suppose, preference down the track as we get further into it would be to even have some video clips and whatnot on explaining, yeah, give some profiles of some growers in Western Australia, I think, to people can actually sort of see what happens out there. A clear link in breaking down that link between the producer and the consumer and get it a more personal touch and, I suppose, to build the trust between the consumer back to the person producing the food that they're eating.
The original idea, as you mentioned, was born by youngsters at the ABC Haywire Youth Summit back in 2013. Now, that original idea was to highlight the middleman as such and to show consumers, you know, the money lost throughout the supply chain between the farm gate and the retailer. So why has the idea been simplified?
I think part of that is probably around the politicalisation of it, in the sense of trying to get a retailer to actually put a I suppose, if you want to be able to put a price up in their store of what the producer gets. I think, yeah, the likes of the big supermarkets in Australia wouldn't want that information out there.
So, you know, it may lead to consumers questioning things upon the retailer.
Yeah, probably asking why there's so much difference in the price between what they pay and what they get paid. And, I mean, at the end of the day, there is quite a bit of value adding that goes in the chain between the producer and the consumer. But I suppose, yeah, that probably does need to be questioned at times of how much value is added there and the difference in price.
Absolutely. Even if supermarkets can't be convinced to display that farm gate price, at least it will get consumers asking those questions or thinking about it.
Yes. I think, yeah, to get the person to ask the question of how much they're... I mean, yeah, I think we can probably do that through the broader media a bit in for people working out how much is actually being paid back to the farm gate for the product that they're eating. And I think with some of the bread products and that sort of thing, people would be quite surprised.
What supermarkets are on board with this initiative?
We've rolled it out at Farmer Jack's in Halls Head, benefit of Farmer Jack's Enterprises that they're franchised, so we can sort of go straight to the top, if you like, by going to the store owner where the large chains, yeah, it's just red tape in dealing with upper management and having to roll it out in sort of more than one stores. Our project was really... has a narrow base, I suppose.
So do you hope to eventually roll it out to the big two supermarkets and to more supermarkets?
Yeah, it would be great if, I suppose, a commercial-type operation could take it on, big supermarkets or the other, I suppose, a smaller distributor that distributes through franchise outlets to actually take it on a broader scale and roll it out across all products or even for, some processes to get together to roll out the information across, a broad scale.
What exactly will motivate people to get out their smartphone when they're shopping and scan these codes?
It's sad. I think possibly like food safety scares like we've just had with the berries coming out of China, for example, and that sort of thing. People are, I think, probably beginning to question where their food comes from and is it safe and, am I prepared to pay more for a product that I have, some trust and know is safe? And I think probably couldn't come at a better time with what we've been facing at the moment.
What about the busy mums shopping with a toddler or two in the trolley? Will they have the time or indeed the inclination to go to that effort?
I'd like to hope that with the QR code, as quick as it is to scan and the website information being, I suppose, somewhat brief and just quite to the point, it shouldn't take too long. And maybe over time, if they scan it, then they can have a look at it later and sort of maybe remember the information for their next visit to the supermarket, that they'll go that next the extra mile.
Now, you've launched this initiative this week in those supermarkets you mentioned. Is there any way of gauging feedback to find out whether this sort of project is effective?
Hopefully we'll be able to get some traffic numbers from our website to see how many people have been going to it. I suppose we could probably even look at down the track, do some interviews and whatnot in store and talk to consumers as to whether they are using them or not, and find out, I suppose, from the shop owner whether he's noticed people using them and how that goes from there. Personally, I'd love to see it on every supermarket shelf in Australia, on all products right across agriculture and horticulture, and all of the consumer goods, to be honest. It'd actually be probably something that could have the potential with the likes of Australian wool to see it as well, that people could get some information.
This could be the start of something very big. Callum Blake, thanks so much for sharing your perspective with us today.
Thank you, Olivia.